Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sports Fitness Performance, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today. Gary Reinl, been a trainer of champions involved in sports medicine for four decades. He's the anti-ice man. He's the author of the revolutionary book, Iced, the Illusionary Treatment Option. He returns, and then Steve Wasik is with us. Successful businessman, brand builder. He's the CEO of the exciting VKTRY Performance Carbon Insoles. Then the sports doctor's in your emails. But Gary Reinl, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
I love being on your show. Thank you for having me, Dr. Bob.
Give us some background, Gary. And again, Gary's been involved with exercise programs from superstars to pregnant women to senior citizens. His program, he's a big guy in the world of electric muscle stim, but he's really become the Iceman. Gary, give us some background on you and the what you do.
Well, I think the best thing to do in a talk like this is to help everybody understand that there is a protocol that's used in medicine, in sports medicine, called the RICE protocol. It means rest, ice, compression, elevation. It's the most recognized, referenced, recommended protocol in Western medicine. The doctor who wrote that protocol, who invented it, Dr. Gabe Merkin, back in 1978, Dr. Merkin created the protocol after he read my book, Ice, the Illusionary Treatment Option. He publicly recanted, said, I made this up. Research has clearly shown I was wrong. Don't do it. It delays healing. And then gives a specific reference to the fact that it causes additional damage. Dr. Merkin not only recanted after he read my book, he then wrote the foreword to the second edition. In other words, the doctor who made up the most recognized reference recommended protocol in Western medicine not only recanted and said he was wrong, but he wrote the foreword to the book that took down his legacy. So there's my background.
Yes, and you know, what's interesting is that I talked about you and your work in my Sports Doctors In chapters in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. In English, it's that ice doesn't really help any healing. It was revolutionary in so many respects because the whole world of sports medicine knew the RICE principles. And not only thought that it would numb things, which is about what it does numb some discomfort and pain, but the fact that it not only doesn't help healing, but it slows it down, I think was really something. And of course, you faced an awful lot. When did the book come out, Gary?
2012.
Right. I'm trying to see, you know, how many, it wasn't that much longer I had you on the radio show, really.
Right in the beginning, you had me on. You were one of the first ones to call me.
Absolutely. Yes. And I used to make the similarity, the analogy, again, my mentor in sports medicine, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, met him in the late 70s. We saw the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and the Jim McMahons. And Bob was someone who wrote and talked extensively against stretching in many regards. And they came after him. And that was one of the first stories I shared with you, Gary, wasn't it? When I said, hell, you know, right? That good luck to you getting the point across. But of course, you've been involved in the world of sports medicine, you know, like for four decades, and you really are an advocate of muscle activation. What is the unit that you use that you've made so famous?
It's called the Mark Pro, M A R C Pro, and that stands for a muscle activated recovery cascade. And to give people an idea, if they haven't heard of the product, I work with over 100 professional athletic teams, over 500 collegiate teams, and have a very significant impact in that space in getting people off of the RICE protocol and onto the ARETA protocol. Active recovery is the answer is what ARETA stands for. And that makes sense. Active recovery is the answer because it is the answer. It's how the body heals. It's the only way it heals, by the way. It doesn't heal by sitting still. Stillness is the enemy. So what I was able to do is, for example, all 30 major league teams in baseball now use Mark Pro. And with that, I have accurate count. More than 2 out of every 3 major league pitchers use Mark Pro. And at least 10 major league teams, could be a few more than that this year, I'm hoping, but at least 10 out of the 30 don't ice their pitchers anymore. The next 10, they're weaning off of it gradually. They're not going to argue if somebody wants it, but people are weaning off of it. And the other 10 are somewhere in between of not believing me and realizing that it's true.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. The electric muscle stimulation, again, in English, is enhancing healing. It is enhancing recovery, activating the juices that go in and out of injured areas to enhance the body's response. And, you know, non-drug ways of reducing discomfort and pain is gigantic. We're all familiar. I've been screaming about it forever on the Sports Doctor, about pain pills and that whole world that we are just buried in. Although, you know, Gary, you know, like I told you, I renamed performance-enhancing drugs in reality, and I don't know if you remember what I renamed them. Do you?
I don't, but I can't wait to hear. Tell me again.
Yes, it's performance-surviving drugs.
Yeah, good.
It's terrible. Now, that's the world you've been in. You have the Olympic world, the professional world, yeah, where you have athletes. You got to get me better tomorrow. So it's an interesting marriage between the use of muscle activation, stimulating healing in order to enhance recovery, married to the revolutionary fact that for the most part, again, you know, icing doesn't help healing. If anything, it retards it. And, you know, again, it's been a real educational road for you. Although you weren't, you researched this for a decade or so in your research before you wrote the book, didn't you?
I did. And the reason for that was I didn't intend to take down the RICE protocol. I wasn't trying to prove that ICE didn't work. I was just trying to figure out the best way to use my muscle stimulation device inside the RICE protocol. And as I went through the literature and started questioning people, and I interviewed hundreds and hundreds of the most elite doctors, therapists, and trainers in the country. And I'm not saying that in a passive way. I really did. I actually flew all over the country nonstop for several years and went into Apollo Ono's trainer and to the trainer of the head trainer for the New York Yankees and the LA Lakers and the Washington Nationals. I went all over the country and said, do you do the RICE protocol? And they said, well, yeah. And I said, why? And they said, well, what do you mean, why? And I said, well, why do you do it? Oh, well, you know, it helps with healing. Well, how's that work? I'm still waiting for an answer to that question,
right,
by the way.
Yes, exactly. You know, absolutely. It's a fascinating story. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Probably you can go back, you can hear the first show when Gary joined me, whenever it was, with his book, Topics, Authors, Doctors, Therapists, International, National, and Local Guests. And you could listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could see the endless array of articles that I've been involved with the famous Lower Extremity Review magazine, MVP Parent, magazine that we're also very excited about, and interaction by so many different. I have a team of dozens and dozens of superstars, and most of them are radio guests. And big following, a lot of excitement on crazy Twitter, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're speaking with Gary Reinl, the trainer of champions, the author of the book, Iced, The Illusionary Treatment Option. And again, with your reputation, Gary, as well as with you had, like the muscle activation machine, which is already something people had confidence in, that gave you a chance to get at least one of your feet in the door when you were talking to him about the whole world of ice, right?
Well, it did. This is one of those spots in time where you had to get the correct first question. So it took me years to figure out what it is I needed to ask to get them to think about what they were doing and maybe it wasn't right. So the question was this, and I use it every time in every lecture I give in universities and talking to athletic trainers and physical therapists and sports medicine docs all over the country. I ask this question first. Do you believe it's a good idea to trap the waste in and around the damaged site and prevent the natural flow of oxygen and supplies? So far, no one has ever said, yes, that would be a good idea. You definitely want to trap the waste in and
That's
around
a
the
great,
damaged
yes.
site.
Great
nobody,
question.
Nobody says yes. So then I say to them, well, so then that means you don't use the RICE protocol? And now they're trapped. Because the RICE protocol has you sit still, which slows down vascular flow, has you make the tissue cold, which slows down vascular flow. They have you compress that tissue, which slows down vascular flow. And then just in case any of the good guys, the repair and cleanup crew that's trying to get to the damaged site via circulation, just in case anybody got through, they have you elevated.
Yes, and it's like let's
you
elevate.
Couldn't do it more wrong than they're doing it. So
yes.
Once I get them to answer that question, do you think it's a good idea to trap the waste in and around the damaged site and prevent the natural flow of oxygen and supplies? And they say no, I've never lost a debate or fell out of a conversation where the person didn't convert.
No, it's a great aha moment. Gary, what is the website people go to find out about your book and your vast array of articles?
Well, all of my articles are free, by the way. So you just go to my website. You can download them and use them any way you choose. I don't charge for them whatsoever. And my website is Gary Reinl, GaryReinl, .com. So it's just GaryReinl.com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at the Annie Iceman, and that will pull you back. You'll find my stuff right below that. So you can go to me through Twitter at the Annie Iceman, or you can go to my website, GaryReinl.com.
You know, you were a guest with Yogi Berra's granddaughter, Lindsay Berra, who's a tremendous writer, ESPN Sports Magazine, et cetera. And I had seen her article on you in Men's Health. And again, continuing to expose this revelation in so many areas, because we all grew up so used, put ice on it. And she did a great article on you. I subsequently had her on the radio. Somebody, she'll really make you famous, Gary.
Well, she actually wrote an article for a magazine called Inside Pitch, and it's a cover story. And Inside Pitch is sent to 13,000 baseball coaches across the world. And it's a feature article, cover story, and explains the whole thing about why it's wrong. She did a beautiful job writing the article. And the touch from that article, I don't know if it hit a million, but I got to tell you, I saw all the leads going to each other and the retweets and the reposts. I'm not surprised if it went to a million people. And that's the kind of thing that we need, because, you see, the confusion started when Dr. Merkin made the RICE protocol. But see, Dr. Bob, you and I, we didn't grow up with the RICE protocol. You and I grew up with what the coaches told us to walk it off. They said, don't sit still. It'll tighten up. Keep moving. Everyone that you and I knew growing up, that's all we were ever told. It's the only way we ever managed an injury. What we do with the Mark Pro is electronically walk it off.
Yes, get the stimulation of the exchange of removing damaged waste products and enhancing the inflow of healing blood and the exchange of lymph, et cetera. And it can be done extremely safely, and it can be done, again, from grandmas to superstars because of the fact that you're activating a lot of these different areas and the idea. And you make a very big deal, and I talk about that in the book. You make a big deal about we're not looking for people to move areas that has pain. We don't want any pain. But you can move areas that are not hurting to stimulate some movement. And I always remembered one of the first things we talked about when we said, hey, you know, if you injure an ankle, after all, we were talking to the sports doctor, the sports podiatrist, and you said, yeah, move the toes and maybe bend the knee and, again, stimulating the peripheral tissues. So that was one of my first impressions with the Iceman, was that kind of example that I thought of in my head. So there's been tremendous new acceptance, and it continues to grow, which is very, very exciting. Do you find any limits age-wise before we run out of time with, like, the Mark Pro regarding junior high school, growing athletes?
There are no restrictions from the FDA, and the FDA is the regulating body. So the only thing it says about children is they should be supervised. So like anything, it is a modality, and it is sending electrical current into the body. But it's no different. The resistance that we create, the muscle actin that we create, is the same as if you went for a walk. So it isn't like I'm doing something weird. We're simply using the muscle as a pump to move nourishment and waste, and we're simply electronically walking it off.
Gary, give me again, because we flew through the show like we always do, give me the website people find out about you, the Mark Pro, and the book.
My website is GaryReinel.com, and the Mark Pro is MarkPro.com, so MarkPro.com. But if you go to GaryReinel.com, you can go right to the Mark Pro page right off my page. So you can get both at once by going to mine. But you can go to MarkPro.com. There's actually, I don't mean to push a sale right now, but in case anybody's thinking about it, there is a sale.
Yeah, you can't do it. We got to bet it. Yes. Hold on, Gary. Hold on. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. everybody. Welcome back, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome Steve Wasik to the show. Steve is a successful businessman. He's a brand builder, but he's the CEO of VKTRY Performance Carbon Insoles. Exciting stuff. Steve, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, I really appreciate it and glad to be a part of the show.
Great. Give us some background on you and the VKTRY carbon insoles. Tell us all about that connection.
Sure. Well, I'll make it easy for you. First of all, the VKTRY is pronounced Victory. It's just one of those funky ways to spell it and present it. But my background is I'm a Connecticut guy. I went to the University of Connecticut, then on to Northwestern for my MBA. Have worked for some blue chip companies like Cadbury Schweppes and Chanel, and other companies, smaller companies that I've helped to grow. And I found out about Victory back in 2015, and happened to be a Connecticut company. It's a really cool story. The founder of the company is Matt Archiolo. And they actually, the Archiolos have run a shoe store in downtown Milford for 100 years. So that in itself is pretty cool nowadays to have a small retailer be able to survive in this world of Amazon and Walmart for 100 years. But Matt was also the certified podorthist for the U.S. Olympic bobsled team. And he was working with making the orthotics. And working with the athletes and the coaches. And he said, how can I help you guys win more gold medals? And the coach said to him, you really can't help us with the sled or the driver. Those are two keys to winning a race. But if you could help us at the launch phase, the start of the race is about 20, yeah. 25 steps that our athletes take before they jump in the sled, that would be amazing. So he put some thought into it. He developed this concept, which is carbon fiber-based insoles. So if you're familiar with Dr. Scholl's or Superfeet, those insoles are typically made from foam or plastic. And we do have a polyurethane comfortable foam top, but the magic of the product is the base, which is a super thin, very lightweight, very strong, very flexible spring, essentially, which the athletes
use to. Does the carbon go full shoe, Steve?
Yeah, it goes heel to toe. And so it's available in, I think 13 or 14 different sizes. We go up to like a men's 17. And the other interesting thing about it, Bob, is that it's custom. So it's usually based on the size of the athlete. A bigger athlete, like a 300-pound nose tackle, needs more spring, more flex than a 100-pound cheerleader. But that's, that optimizes the performance of the product as well as the comfort for the athlete.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole world of propulsion, whether we're dealing with one of my figure skaters doing a triple or a quadruple jump, or whether you're talking about the first step or two in any particular sport, the role of the foot is major. It's a big part of the sports doctor, for like three decades. And the many times we'll see when they ask that question, we've had a few bobsledders, and the whole idea is foot mechanics and the alignment of the foot ankle. So when you're talking custom, when I'm putting orthotics in a skate, I'm taking a mold of the foot. When we're talking about over-the-counter type insoles, still your Victory. And it's funny, when I was looking at it, I said, gee, he's got to come up with a better name. Maybe like Carbon Force or something. And then you just told me, hey, it's Victory. So, I should have checked that out.
Yeah, ground reaction force, obviously that's what Matt was thinking about when he invented Victory insoles. And, it's funny because the more athletes we talk to, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., baseball player, he's one of the guys who was representing us last year. And he said, I'm known for my power. And it starts from the ground up. So if I can't, drive, with my back foot, drive into the ball and transfer my energy from my back foot to my front foot, I don't get the force. And another interesting one, most people think about, football or baseball or, track and field, but This year, we actually had a gentleman by the name of Rick Smith, who's a coach down at Florida at Doral. He's the head pro, and he said, you know, I've been teaching ground force my whole career, and when I saw your product, I had to learn more. And what he discovered, he took about 10 pairs and tested them with his students down there, and they each saw an average of 2 or 3 miles per hour increase in their club head swing, which translates to 10 or 20 yards in distance. And so we've had,
I'm saying that's exciting stuff. And one of the pearls I'm sending you as the sports doctor is to include big time strengthening of the foot and ankle of whatever the athlete is, whatever their age, whatever their sport is. A lot of times that's left out, you know, as well. Sometimes we would see with rebound forces, sometimes we've also been concerned about overdoing it, causing more trouble because of changing some of the different forces. Now, you guys have been involved in hundreds of different teams, so what are some of the different mechanics of the arch support system? Are they sold in sizes? Is somebody putting their foot in a mold? How are you doing that, Steve?
Yeah, so we have three different products, you know, kind of a good, better, best strategy. So if you go to our website, victorygear.com, you'll see, and this is kind of to honor the Olympics, we have silver, gold, and platinum. We haven't come up with a bronze yet, but silver, gold, and platinum. And silver is basically, it's similar to our current product, our original product, which has a carbon fiber composite. So it's not 100% carbon fiber. We were able to do that so we could lower the cost. And just, you know, to give your listeners an idea, the average price on the silver is $99. So this is not, you know, a drugstore brand. This is a serious, you know, sports gear with a lot of highly engineered designs built into it. The gold typically sells for around $149 to $199, and that's 100% aerospace-grade carbon fiber. That one comes in the five different pro levels, which is the flexibility. And then the platinum is the it's basically what you do, Dr. Bob, the custom orthotics with the carbon fiber plate built into the bottom. So we just had a pro golfer contact us this morning and order, I think, five pairs of custom orthotics.
Yeah, who's doing the measuring? Who's doing the measuring to decide what the alignment of the device is in the gold,
right.
for example?
So Matt Arciola, our founder and inventor, is also, you know, certified podorthist, and he's been making custom orthotics for 30 years. So in best case scenario, he either has the customer come to a shop or he travels with a portable scanner.
Excellent.
And we went
Let him know. I'd love to have him on, Steve. You know, the
podorthists. Yeah, I will.
I've dealt with podorthists forever. They're shoe experts.
Yeah.
And we would use them. If I needed a custom shoe for whatever the athlete or grandmother's necessity, I would be using the podorthist. They also involve themselves in some orthotics. Mostly they did general population. If it was a high-performance athlete, for the most part, I was handling that, those orthotics ourselves. It's interesting, Steve, seeing a lot of interest in the running shoe world, and including the philosophy of the carbon fiber, and, you know, so far with good feedback, you know, which is not only performance. Everybody wants to enhance performance, but not if it's going to aggravate your knees and your back, you know. And this is one of the big things. Orthotics are used to enhance efficiency of the whole body. But orthotics, that's in quotes. Again, so having some good feedback on the podorthist, being the guy who's doing the prescription, is an interesting concept. And then they so what are the ages? And that I know you're dealing with pros and some very serious athletes, as well as the serious weekend warriors, et cetera. What about some of the young adolescent athletes? Have you found effective and safe?
Yeah, we typically recommend to our customers that the product is for ages 13 and up. And by then, the feeling is that, you know, the footbed will have developed. The foot may have. I know that sometimes, you know better than I do, Dr. Bob, that the foot can continue to grow probably till 16 or 17 years old. But, you know, we have some parents out there who have kids who are talented, and, you know, they want to see them not only have the best performance as possible, but the other thing that we haven't talked about is, you know, the injury protection aspect of victory.
It's huge. So, you know, it's a big, big deal, too. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries. Too much, too aggressive. Yeah. We're all very familiar, mental and physical in many ways.
Yeah, especially if they're focusing on a single sport, you know.
Exactly, but sometimes,
which tends to help.
Yes, we all want multi-sports. We recommend it very highly. Unless there's a chapter in my book, Steve, it's called The Prodigy Sports. Think gymnastics or my subspecialty, figure skating, or ballet, even tennis and soccer, where you have 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Hey, Dad, I don't want to play any other sports. I'm doing this 5 days a week. So it becomes a different kind of challenge. But the you know, whether it's the right shoe, whether we're really, really sure that it's a fit properly, major keys. But this whole revolution of the idea that some of these spring mechanisms can not only be effective, but they also seem to be quite safe, which is in the beginning was one of my concerns. And we've seen it work out real, real well. I mean, how long has the victory insoles been around?
Yeah, we've been around since 2015, and we've probably now sold about 100,000 pairs. And right now we have a 5% return rate, so I would say a 95% customer satisfaction rate. So, you know, there is a, your custom orthotics, Bob, there's a break-in period. You know, it takes maybe 3 to 7 days to get
used
to the different feeling.
Yes, it's key that the person, especially when they're not right in front of you, that they're educated regarding that. And then along with it, again, like I told you, my hint is that there's got to be an understanding. I don't care what your sport is, what your age is, or what your level is. We make a big deal out of rubber band strengthening and what we call proprioceptive or balance strengthening to go along with your insoles. Let's talk about strengthening some of these important systems. But, of course, that's on the sports doctor side of things, Steve. What's the website again for Victory?
Yeah, so it's victorygear.com, and Victory is spelled VKTRY, and then the word gear, GEAR.com.
Yeah, you know, the addition of the idea that you're talking sports gear, I think you must be a brand guy. Because it's a brilliant point, the idea that routine, helpful gear. We'll talk more about that. We're talking with Steve Wasik. He is the CEO of Victory, VKTRY. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Before that, I think we were doing reels to reels. And you can see who the guests were, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. Again, all areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of articles on everything from what about specialization for my son or daughter to the world of concussions to all sorts of articles and information with lower extremity in the exciting new MVP Parent magazine. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter or LinkedIn. We have a lot of important information that's included at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with the CEO of Victory, these innovative carbon insoles with their CEO, Steve Wasik. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
It's Wasik.
Okay, yeah, that's funny, because my last name, Weil, Steve, I've grown up my whole life, Weil, and I routinely ask, and somehow I missed it, it's Wasik. Anyway, Steve,
Wasik, yeah.
CEO of the Victory Insoles, we just mentioned before the break about sports gear and the fact of the whole idea of this being a normal addition regarding part of your sporting equipment. And again, we were talking a lot, Steve, also about those two things everybody cares about, whatever your level, whatever the sport. Can I prevent injuries and problems? And proper orthotics are a huge weapon in reducing trouble, I don't care what your sport is, and enhancing balance. And can I enhance performance in those
right.
Athletes that are very, very interested in that? And this is what's exciting about your insoles. So, like you said, who's your colleague, the podorthist?
His name is Matt Archiolo, and again, he designed these especially for performance for the U.S. Olympic bobsled team. And, you know, we make these in the United States. We started in the beginning of 2016, and as soon as we started making them, the next step was to take them into performance laboratories and do independent testing. And one of the things we found, Bob, was that the rate of ground force development was improved by 9.3% with our product. And that equated to athletes being able to jump an average of 1.6 inches higher, 4 inches in the broad jump farther, and to run faster, 0.12 seconds faster in the 40-yard dash. And we typically go to the NFL Combine every year with athletes, so usually 100, 150 athletes wearing our products. And many of them have broken records, guys like, you know, DK Metcalf and Byron Jones and Deebo Samuel, et cetera. So some big-name athletes. Nick Chubb is a big user of ours. He's having a great year, and he absolutely loves our product.
You know, it's interesting. The first thing I ask individuals when they've had orthotics for a week or two, initially, like we were talking about the importance, most adults are competing in orthotics within a couple of weeks. But because orthotics affect all parts of the body, then we want to let people know, let's not wear them 10 hours a day. Let's take 5-10 days to get used to them. And again, the idea of enhancing performance and reducing problems is a big deal. And one of the things that's so important, orthotics can't work if they're not comfortable.
Right, and that's
one of the most important. If I've seen failures in whatever the orthotics are, a lot of times it's either because somebody wasn't supervised in getting used to them, and then didn't take that type of time, and that they were comfortable. And it sounds like you've had some great feedback.
Yeah, we have. You know, our product is customized based on the sport as well, so we have different thicknesses, top covers, depending on your sport. As you know, Bob, you know, like track shoes and soccer shoes can be very tight, so we have a thinner level top. But for us, you know, right now we have athletes at over 300 pro and college teams using our product, and usually the gatekeeper there is the athletic trainer. So we've talked to a lot. We traveled around the country to colleges and pro teams, and we actually did a field research study with 4 major college teams, football D1 teams, 263 athletes. And at the end of the full season, the practices and games, the athletic trainers reported back to us that the athletes who were wearing Victory insoles saw 41% less foot and toe injuries and 22% less knee and lower leg injuries. So that was, you know, great to hear. But we knew that athletic trainers and medical professionals like yourself typically can be skeptical. So clinical research was important. So the next step was for us to go to the Corey Stringer Institute at the University of Connecticut. And they tested our product for 6 months and with runners. And they found that our product improved alignment and stability during running to help reduce problems like plantar fasciitis, turf toe, things like that, ankle injuries, knee injuries. And the other thing was shock absorption. Because our product is essentially putting a spring, a carbon fiber spring, into your shoe, you see typically 10 to 20% less shock with our product. And that's great for things like shin splints, as you know, or if you're recovering from knee injuries and things like that. So,
if you're coming down from a triple jump. In figure skating. You know, it's interesting, your founder working with the Olympic bobsled team, one of the greatest athletes I've ever worked with, was in that particular sport. Ingrid Markham was one of the most incredible woman athletes I've ever dealt with. And she was an alternate on the bobsled team. And we were talking many times, of course, orthotics, we included that to the mix, which was they would try to find the best athletes in the world. The most explosive,
a lot of
Herschel Walkers.
Athletes.
Right. Yeah. Let's find, whoever we can, and we're going to turn them into a bobsled person where we're talking this extreme acceleration, in hundredths of a second. Let's get Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, and a few others here. And again, the rebound forces are a big deal, and there's been a lot of interest in that, and again, absorbing impact. So, again, a proper orthotic arch support puts the joints in their best shock-absorbing position. Your founder will be very familiar with those concepts. And then adding a material, one of the orthotics materials I've lived with for almost four decades is polypropylene. And polypropylene, in many instances, we were talking similar, although not the same rebound effect, of the carbon fiber. So, and the ability of having the carbon fiber go the full length over encompassing the whole area, I think is key. And you have, like you said, different criteria. If you're a figure skater, you got to have orthotics that are small enough to fit. If you're a soccer player, the same thing. So having sports orientation is, that sounds like some great concepts, Steve.
Yeah, no, it is great. And the other thing I want to make sure I mention, Bob, because you'll appreciate it, and I think your listeners might as well, is Harvard Mass General contacted us about a year ago and said, we really want to do some testing with your product. We've had some success with our patients.
Steve, I can't believe it. We're running over. Steve, give me the website. Give me the website again for you guys and all your information. Go ahead.
It's victorygeared.com. It's VKTRYgear.com.
Great. Steve Wasik, CEO Victory. Steve, hold on. The Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs, or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, RightFit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. RightFit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor's In segment where we highlight some upcoming guests. We answer some emails. And just as a sideline, when we were listening to first couple of guests, some great, great topics. Exciting guest coming up next week, Carrie Powell. Been a tennis instructor, coach for like four decades. He's become very, very interested and involved in the whole mental side, in the world of hypnosis and mental sports performance. So he's got an upcoming book he'll talk about on that topic. And then bodybuilder champion, entrepreneur Josh Self. Josh is a associate of one of our very famous guests. We've switched radio shows, Forbes Riley. Looking forward to speaking with him. Let's answer some emails. Don asks, how safe are cortisone injections? You know, Don, cortisone injections are quite safe. It depends on whether they are indicated. There's also an understanding today in medicine that you can't overdo cortisone injections. They can become having negative effects to some of the tissues. They are a powerful weapon to calm down a painful joint, a painful tendon area. And sometimes we'll see in the arch plantar fasciitis, it's a weapon that we might use. I wouldn't do more than three cortisone injections in a year, but a very powerful weapon. For the most part, I found it, when properly used, to be quite safe and very powerful for various areas of the body. Arlene says, my 11-year-old daughter is already a serious a ballerina. She dances 5 days a week. They're talking about points. What do you think? You know, Arlene, it's a great question. As a generalization, I like maturity of the growth areas of the foot in girls 12, 13 years old. Sometimes we'll see when technique is very important, when we're paying attention to the particular foot mechanics and the growth centers with your daughter, we might see a little bit earlier. Right now, it's a judgment call, which is usually to wait a little bit longer to at least 12 years old, a little bit maturity with the joints. Even then, it's very early and very aggressive. So it's very, very important for proper technique, proper footwear when we're talking about initiating on point. Dave says, is less better with running shoes? You know, Dave, for at least 10 years, maybe longer, that's really been a topic. It started with somebody writing a book about running barefoot. We have found that there's a lot of benefits of being barefoot in certain areas if the surfaces are safe, the grass, the beach, soft surfaces. And all of a sudden, there was an explosion of lighter is better, less supportive is better, whether or not the substantial type of running shoes were helpful or problematic. My experience has been over all this period of time that less is not better. I would be individual with this particular question with that runner. If it's somebody who's never had problems, has run safely for years, wanted to play around with more of a lightweight, less supportive shoe, I wouldn't fight with them. If we saw as a matter of initiation, as one of the beginning type shoes, I wouldn't recommend it. I think a good, properly fit, properly designed running shoe, name brand, is what you want to look at. So I'd be very, very careful, especially if you've had problems, because it depends on the individual, how successful running with minimal, we call them minimalist, shoes, and let alone, it's a whole other topic in the whole world of barefoot, you know, running. If you're on the beach, it's all right. Here's a question from Chris. What are some of the differences, similarities with custom orthotics and over-the-counter orthotics? You know, Chris, it's night and day, really. Arch supports that help support the arch, there's many commercial ones, can be very helpful in many instances if they're comfortable. Orthotics are inserts with the joints of the foot and ankle in mind. So the measuring criteria for a proper orthotic is to have the complicated foot-ankle joints in what's called neutral position. So the actual shape of a custom orthotic can be different, to say the least, than an arch support. I do find over-the-counter devices, there are some good ones. We have, I'm trying to remember from Superfeet in a couple of weeks, it's coming on. The over-the-counter devices definitely have a role. Many times when someone says, you know, my heels are bothering, maybe I'm having a problem. What can I do right away? A lot of times we'll say, hey, let's get a Dr. Scholl's arch support, use them for 100 years. Let's get a Spentco arch support, and then let's follow up with you and see what we're dealing with. Again, custom proper orthotic fits you, nobody else. So whether we're talking about enhancing balance, whether we're talking about foot problems, whether we're talking about foot-related problems, most persistent lower extremity problems, your back, your hips, your knees, if the problems are persistent, almost always they're foot related. Almost always we'll see the proper shoe, proper orthotic could be very, very helpful. So sometimes that understanding, just to start with, is very important that orthotics can have, you know, those kinds of roles. Over the years in my world of figure skating in young girls and females, almost half the girls I've seen in all these years that we've used orthotics in their skates were because their knees hurt. And we're talking orthotics for foot problems. Doug says, talking about skating, my 12-year-old loves hockey. You were just talking about orthotics. Enhancing performance, you talk about it a lot. Could you just expand on that? You know, Doug, it's in my experience, I've used orthotics in skates, including hockey, for almost four decades. Almost always, we were using the orthotics because something hurt, like I was just talking about. Arches hurt, back of the heels hurt, ankles hurt, as well as areas above, commonly. Mm-hmm. That's why we were using orthotics. What we found, without exception, when done properly, everything improved. Edging, balance, propulsion, stability. So, yes, enhancing performance. Hey, everybody, have some safe holidays that we're in the middle of. Crazy times. Stay informed and stay safe. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your mask on. Thanks, everybody. It's Sports
BBS Radio TV, playing the best indie.